Welcome back to In Depth, our PSA program on all Lotus radio stations you're listening to right now. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, and my third and final guest today, Monica Miles from Nevada Donor Network. How are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Good to have you back and reminding people they need to register to donate.
Yes, always. Gosh, we're just going to keep saying it.
You just need to keep hammering it. I mean, it's all about repetition when it comes to radio.
Yes, so you know, we're making it a habit of coming and joining you and talking about donations. So thank you for having us.
Hey, it's a pleasure, and you have some events coming up that are kind of dedicated to that effort.
Yes. So next Thursday, so February 14th, it's not just Valentine's Day. Did you know?
Wait, it's Valentine's Day?
Yes. Oh, reminder, PSA.
I need to do something.
But it is National Donor Day.
Okay.
And so, of course, Valentine's Day is a romantic time, but National Donor Day is a day to really remember those that gave that gift. It's such a selfless act, and obviously these donors never meet the people that they actually help and save, but it's such a beautiful gift, and it's a day to really honor that, honor those brave families that let us have their loved one give that gift as well. And it's a day to talk about donation with your loved ones, to register if you haven't already. So that day is Thursday, February 14th.
Cool. Is that just kind of a general holiday thing, or do you have anything planned, like as an event or anything?
We will be on the news talking about it, so you'll see us there.
Cool.
But really, we just urge people to go online. Registerme.org is the easiest place to register. You can always still register at the DMV. But really, a time to just have that discussion with your loved ones. I know it's not an easy discussion to have, but if it is important to you, it's important that your loved ones know that, because we do have to work with them when someone passes away in order to carry out that gift.
Right. So they need to know kind of your wishes as far as that goes.
Yes, absolutely.
Does it need to be, I guess, in a legal way? Do you need to maybe sign some paperwork and have them witness it or what have you?
No. So registering is the only thing you need to do. That is your legal documentation of your wishes. But we always find that sometimes family members just don't know that their loved one registered and they're taken by surprise. So it's just a good thing to do to let your loved ones know that that is your wish, that you registered, and it is something that's important to you.
Definitely. Is it looking more and more, I guess, common for people to really be on board?
I think so. I meet people every day that say, I'm a donor. And we always thank them every time they say that, because it's so important, but it really is simple. It's such a generous act, and it takes a minute. So, you know, with these days like National Donor Day, it's just a time to, if you haven't already, to really think about it, educate yourself. That's really the reason that people don't register, is they're scared, they've heard some strange rumor about donation, and it just keeps them from taking that easy step. But if you go to our website, which is nvdonor.org, you can read all about how donation works, you can read about religions and how they view donation, and just really educate yourself. That's the first step to making this choice for yourself.
Beautiful. And when it comes to donation, I mean, we're talking about a wide swath of things that your body can help, I don't know, give to someone else.
Yes. So organ donation is beautiful. You can save up to 8 lives just through donating organs. But many people aren't as aware that tissue and cornea donation has many benefits as well. One tissue donor can actually impact, save, heal the lives of 75 or more people.
Wow.
So, yes, it's a choice that can really impact so many in the world, in our community. And so I can't think of a more selfless, beautiful act than to just say yes to being a donor hero.
Definitely. So what instances can you think of where someone would need tissue?
So many people aren't very aware, but an ACL repair surgery, right? Your knee.
Right.
Unless they use your own tissue for that, they are actually using donated tissue for that surgery. So many times doctors tell their patients that they have cadaver tissue. Well, yes, but that is someone that said yes to being a donor.
Right.
So that's just one example of how common tissue donation is. But we can use everything from heart valves to actually save someone's life. We can use skin for burn victims, bone grafts for people who break their jaws, for certain dental surgeries.
Wow.
It is so common. There are 1 million tissue transplants every year in this country.
Wow, I never even knew that ACL little fact there.
A lot of people don't. And so I like to talk about that because so many of us are walking around as recipients of these gifts and we may not even know it.
All right. Well, that's beautiful. And there's a basketball game coming up.
Yes.
It is a big one.
It's a big one.
University of Nevada, Reno.
Yes.
Going against UNLV, and you guys are going to be there in droves.
We are going to be there in droves. We're so excited about this. It's going to be a huge game. Obviously, the community will come out to support the PAC, but it's a great opportunity for us to talk to people about donation. And we have partnered with the Nevada Department of Public Safety. Their academy class, so their cadets who are in training, have actually partnered with us as their community service project, and they are going to help us register donors at the game. We're going to have great raffle prizes for people that register, some giveaways, things like that. So if you are attending the game, please make sure to come and talk with us and say hello. Even if you are already a registered donor, you will get registered for a raffle prize. And they are
cool.
Fun, great prizes. We're talking about Bose headphones, Fitbit. I mean, we're really wanting
creme
people.
De la creme.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want people to talk to us and interact with us about donations. So we're just going to have a great team out there. So come say hello if you're at the game.
Cool. Are you going to be like walking among the crowds and guilting people or?
Yes, we will be walking up to people. We will all have some fun t-shirts on so that you'll know that we are there to register people. The cadets are awesome. We're going to be working with some nursing students over at TMCC who have volunteered. So really people that this is close to their heart and just want to help. So we'd love to see everyone at the game. And if you haven't registered, we'll get you all set up that night too.
Okay, fantastic. You are here alone this time, but you have brought some wonderful guests in the past.
Yes.
Kind of give their personal, testimony.
Yes.
Of how wonderful organ donation can be.
Yeah.
Is there someone in mind that I even just lately, either whether it's a recipient or mm-hmm. a family member of a donor or something like that?
Yeah. So every day we have the honor of working with both recipients and donor family members. And many of them volunteer with us, and it's wonderful to see them working side by side because the donor family members really get to see how grateful those recipients are. But yes, we will have some actual recipients, actual donor family members out with us at the game, just for instance. But yes, we are grateful to work with them and that they will share their stories. You've met several of them here in the station. And one of our volunteers, Nancy, she just got to meet the recipients of her daughter's corneas.
Oh, wow.
And I just love that story so much. It was just a beautiful meeting. And I'll have to let her share that story one day with you.
Yeah.
But it's one of the really beautiful things of what we do is connecting people in that way. So she gets to see right in front of her how her daughter lives on. And I know it was very moving for her and her family. And it's just one of those great things we get to be a part of and get to hear about. And just such a beautiful gift donation is.
Mm-hmm.
So we really thank you for letting us come on and share these stories and the important message of registering. So thank you.
Definitely. So they can go to registerme.org.
That's correct.
Right. And they can check you guys out, nvdonor.org.
Yep.
.org,
right. That's
on.
Right.
Anything else you want to put out there?
I think that's it.
You kind
registration,
of hit every point.
Come see us at the basketball game. And we're always out there, nvdonor.org, if you want to learn more.
Okay. Cool. Monica Miles, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.